Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh yes, beloved, how wonderful to taste and see that the Lord is good. How wonderful to know the true and the living God, and to realize the victory that is ours through our Lord Jesus Christ. As Paul tells us in the book of Romans chapter 8, that we are more than conquerors. We who have partaken of the Lord Jesus by faith have invited him to come into our heart, acknowledging that we're sinners, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, realizing that Christ paid the penalty for our sin, that he died in our place, as we're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. As the Apostle Paul spoke of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and presenting the gospel to the saints there, how that they had opened their heart. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3. For I delivered unto you first of all, Paul says, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. Beloved, he became our substitute. He took our place. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. In fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies, Christ fulfilled them every one. And he did it for you, beloved, and for me, that if we would put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we would accept him as Savior, we would be delivered from the bondage of sin. We would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit of God, who would come into our spirit to do the work of salvation, to make us pure and clean and holy within our spirit. As John 3:6 points out, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, which is natural birth. That which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is the spiritual part of man. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again, Jesus said. And you must be, beloved, if you would ever enter into the kingdom of God. That is, if when you die, you would go to heaven. It all begins by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting him as Savior, inviting him to come into your life and forgive you for your sin. And so, beloved, it is by faith. It is all by faith. As we've read again in 1 John 5:4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Ephesians 2:8-9 means. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, beloved, the grace of God, we're told in 1 Timothy 2:11, for the grace of God which bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. The grace of God, beloved, it's available to all men. His mercy, the grace, means his undeserved favor, the air he breathes, that you breathe, that he's given to you, the food that he's given to you, the clothes that he's given to you. It's all from the Lord God. And you said, I work for it. But who gave you the strength to work for it, beloved? Who gave you the body that you have? It was Almighty God in his grace and in his mercy that allowed you to be who you are. and who is able to deliver you from the bondage of sin and the warp and the distortion that sin has caused in your life. Jesus Christ alone can liberate and deliver and set you free and can lead you into the glorious liberty that is available in the Lord Jesus Christ. Liberty from the control and dominion of sin, so that sin shall not have dominion over you, the Lord tells us in the book of Romans chapter 8. And so, beloved, we're talking about this subject of temptation, how that the world seeks to draw man under its control. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17 tells us, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, is not of the Father. This doesn't come from God, but it's from the world system, which is under the control of Satan, the prince of the power of the air. And he's using those things, even as he used them with Eve in the book of Genesis chapter 3. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Oh, beloved, Satan hasn't changed his methods. He's still using the same methods, the world system, to tempt and entice and to draw us into his snare of temptation and sin against Almighty God. But greater is he that is in the believer than he that is in the world. We're told here in 1 John chapter 4. And beloved, how true it is. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. And he's speaking of the evil spirits that would entice and ensnare and would put thoughts in your mind that even sound like your own thoughts, and would lead you into temptation and would lead you into doing those things that are contrary to the will of God. Little children, you can overcome them and have overcome them. How? Because greater is he that is in you, the Holy Spirit of God, than he that is in the world system, the flesh with indwelling sin, Satan and all of his demons. O beloved, through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God, you can say no to sin. You can say no to its lust. You can say no to its evil influence. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you can overcome these evil forces, these evil influences that are so overwhelming and would almost overwhelm your soul if you gave in to them and if you yielded to them. But the Holy Spirit of God, who lives in every child of God, enables us to say no to these evil influences and yes to righteousness, yes to holiness, yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. I will walk in the light, even as Christ is in the light. And through the power of the indwelling Christ, through the Holy Spirit of God, I can overcome temptation. I can resist it. I can turn away from it. Remember 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith, beloved, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and faith that clothes one in the whole armor of God. Oh, beloved, we must go to Ephesians chapter 6 and consider briefly this whole armor that God gives to the believer. Every morning I pray on this armor to prepare me for the conflict and the struggles and the battles that I will confront in the day ahead. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12 tells us, people are not the real enemy, beloved. Don't get upset and angry and perturbed and distraught with people. They're not the real enemy. but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realm or in the spiritual realm. This is who the real enemy is. And the enemy will use people, even your own loved ones. The enemy will use anyone that he can to get at you and to upset you and to perturb you, to provoke you, to agitate you, and to draw you into temptation. Beloved, that's the enemy. Wherefore, verse 13, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. That's the day of temptation, the day when Satan is throwing all of his temptations at you, the day when the world system is seeking in every way to draw you under its lust and under its control, the day when the old flesh with indwelling sin is drawing you into its web of temptation that will ensnare and entrap and trip you up. Oh, beloved, having done all to stand, yes, with the whole armor we can stand against these evil forces. We can have victory over these evil forces. How? Well, verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. The loins girt about with truth. Now, the loins of our mind, Peter speaks of the loins of our mind. Oh, how Satan attacks our minds, how Satan attacks our thoughts, because thoughts lead us into action. Thoughts lead us into yielding to temptation. It's thoughts that draw you into that which is wrong and that which is evil. And that's where the enemy attacks us, is in our thinking, beloved. And he will attack you with thoughts that sound like your own thoughts, thoughts that stir up lustful desires, thoughts that stir up wicked wants, evil, impure, sensual, lustful, carnal, fleshly, prideful thoughts that will draw you into that area of weakness that may be in your life, to lure you into sin and to yielding to the carnal, fleshly cravings of the old flesh with indwelling sin. And so, beloved, the whole armor is necessary that you might stand against those evil forces in the day of attack, the day of assault from the enemy. Until next time, goodbye.